This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is early morning, stateside, Monday the 16th of June. This is Tune In with Erica. Good morning to you. Perhaps I should say that softly if you're over in Pacific or Hawaiian time, because it is very early for you, but it's kind of coffee time if you're Eastern and it's tea time over here in the UK. My name is Erica Longdon. I'm your host. Tune In with Erica every Monday morning or Monday afternoon, depending on your view, on 12radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world and how you connect to the world. And I think that is one of the great joys of being on this radio station. I was just sitting as I'm waiting to go on air thinking about it and thinking that the wonder and the joy and the importance of this connection, that we can commune and support each other and communicate, particularly in the Facebook chat room. I can see people already coming in there. I'm just going to take a look because do the refresh thing, because I can see people coming in. All the notifications are popping up. If you want to come and join us, go to 12radio.com, look at the menu. On the left-hand side, there is an option to chat. It will bring you into this private Facebook room where you will find, you will find something if I can find my own banner. Do you know, it does this to me every week. I pin it and then it just won't let me in my own. There we go. So good morning to Pamela, who's here this morning. Good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Nadine and to Serena, who of course has her own show here at 11 this morning. And I do appreciate Serena's support. Bless you for getting up this early, Serena, because I know you have many, many things to do and prepare. And I really appreciate that you have my back to make sure that I am on air. So good morning to Pamela Snow. I'm just tipping these comments the right way up. And Nadine, thank you for that beautiful flower you've posted in there, Nadine. Very, very beautiful. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message? Of course, I will be doing readings in this chat room. Happy Monday to you, Pamela. Okay. I'm going to leave that chat room just for a second while it sorts itself out and more people come in the room, because I can see that happening. I also have to remember to give a shout out to Erin, who I know can't get in the chat room sometimes, but often listens to the show, and also to my friend Linda, and at some point I suspect my friend Jennifer, who lives just down the road, will be in the chat room as well. If not, I'll do you all a card. Now, as I say, I do appreciate the fact that not everybody is a Facebook person, not everybody, good morning to Jean, can get in the Facebook chat room. So I always do a card for the day for you, whenever and wherever you are, because energetically we are always connected. And this may apply if you're listening to the show on demand as well, because it could be the middle of the night for you at the moment, for all I know. And so the card I have drawn for today, when I said, what does humanity need to know? What would be helpful to know today? And I have a beautiful Major Arcana card. I have the star with Archangel Jophiel. Now, Jophiel's name means beauty of God, or seeing beauty. And Jophiel is this beautiful archangel here who has water pouring from two urns. Now, water is emotion, but they're pouring and there's water behind her. And the message of this card is this water is not going to run out. There is plenty. And it is nourishing, and it is pouring into the earth and nourishing things. She sees the beauty and she knows that she can keep nourishing emotionally. This is a card about inspiration, about happy times. It doesn't mean they're here, but it means being inspired by life, being positive, even when there is negative around us. And I know the whole debate about this, that when you're in a negative spin, we don't want to be spiritually bypassing what is going on, but we do want to know that it is always possible to see that silver lining in the cloud. And sometimes this card also means you're on the right path. It's just that things haven't manifested yet. So if that makes sense to you in the energies that we are living in, then I hope you will find that helpful. And I know that it is a phenomenal week astrologically this week. Very, very powerful. I'm not even going to begin to go there. I'm going to leave that to Mark Husson, who's on in just under half an hour's time, about 25 minutes time with his show. And just to give you the rundown of the morning, then at 9 you've got the Intuition Hour with Kat. Laurie the Love Sherpa is here at 10. Serena, God bless you for being in the background, is here at 11. And Fresh 55 is at noon. So it's an incredibly powerful morning here on 1-2 Radio. So I've got lots of comments coming into the room. I just want to make sure that you're telling me that I'm actually on air. That would be helpful. I know me and technology, so let me just make sure that I am on air. Bear with me while Facebook catches up and does its thing. I'll take a look at what's going on in the chat room. Good morning to Maureen White Varna, my Libra sister. See, you've just come into the room. Let me take a look further down. And to Jean, I've mentioned. And okay, yeah, you seem to be able to hear me, so this is good. I will get in there and do some readings in the Facebook chat room as we go along. The other thing I was going to ask you, because I keep forgetting, and I thought, right, write it down today so you remember to ask them. I really, really, really have lots of dragons around me at the moment, but also I used to work so much with unicorns, and I kind of felt that I hadn't been connecting to them so much until a friend's song recently, the most beautiful song about unicorns, reminded me. And I thought, I feel a unicorn and a dragon show coming on. So if you would like a unicorn and a dragon show where I really focus on these energies, and maybe we can do some meditations together, and I can use unicorn cards and dragon cards, if you'd like that, let me know in the Facebook chat room. I will be guided by what you would like, what you're feeling. So today, what am I going to talk about today? Well, as ever, I woke up and meditated and thought, what do you want me to talk about? And what came through took me a while, because the message was very kind of not convoluted, but I just thought, what do you mean by that? And what I got was less stuff, more resilience. And I was thinking, what do you want me to say about that? So I sat and meditated even more and delved deeper into the idea of this. And I think I have it now, because I, as indeed you have been watching the antics of the world and what is presented as truth. And I am so very aware, I was having this conversation with my friend Linda this morning, that the images that we're seeing presented to us are very easily manipulated. I mean, you know what AI can do, you know what Photoshop can do. How do you ever know that what's presented to you is real? And of course, the algorithms show you what you most react to, showing you what you like, which is causing a very dystopian view of the world for so many people, and it's causing division. So how do we cope with this seemingly insatiable lust for dividing people? And the greater manifestation of that, of course, is war, and the instability that that unleashes on the world. And I've looked at that this week and thought, goodness, what a week. And then there was this sentence, less stuff, more resilience. And less stuff is, to me, is, I think, I feel drawn to, and I think other people do too, to stop consuming so much stuff. We kind of salve ourselves by buying things. But do we actually need it? And in buying things, are we feeding the very machine that controls us? Now, I know that will be a controversial view with many people. I leave it with you. Do you think that the way you spend your money is actually feeding the machine? How would you feel if you didn't keep buying things? Maybe you bought repurposed things at thrift shops. Interesting. And so I asked my team about that. They just said, stop over consuming. Decades ago, and maybe a century ago, people just didn't buy that much stuff. You mended stuff, or you did with less. You didn't need, and I use that word need carefully, you didn't need as much because you didn't have advertising telling you you were a lesser person if you didn't have it. It gives power where it should not be. And you might want to ask also, if you are buying things, and inevitably we do have to buy some things, the ethics of the companies that you're buying from, who may or may not be good for the earth. So there was that aspect. And then I said, well, what about resilience? Where am I with resilience? And to me, resilience is what gets us through in times of crisis. And if you look back to the end of the Second World War, people were very resilient because they had to be. And they were after the First World War as well. And then there was massive change, social change, because of that. And what gets us through to me at the moment, looking at the world and how it is first and foremost love, which is all there is. It's the only reality. If you read Course in Miracles, you will completely get that one. It's community that gets us through. And community means all community, not just the people who think like you do, but the people, everybody in the community. How can we come closer to each other, perhaps have more understanding of each other? It's about compassion. It's about stillness before taking action and not knee-jerk reaction, because knee-jerk reaction comes from being presented with these manipulated viewpoints that we are so often presented with in everyday media. And also, more than anything else, I think, came to me today, it's bringing it back to the present, to every day. I've been doing some walking yoga that's really pulled me into being present with every step I put on the earth, which has been, I thought I did that until I did this walking yoga exercise and realized I'm not as present as I perhaps thought I was. So that's a useful meditation. You can try it if you like. Go for a walk and breathe in for 4 steps and breathe out for 4 steps. Keep doing that for 10 minutes and become very mindful of how your foot feels as it connects to wherever you're walking, whether you're rolling through the joint, whether your ankle is rolling. How do you feel as each step connects to the earth? It really pulls you into the present and you become aware of the colours and the sounds and the smells and the vision that you're looking at. Very, very useful exercise. I can thoroughly recommend it. And bringing it back to that present moment, it reminded me of the wonderful saying from Lord of the Rings that was given to Gandalf, that it's the everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay, small acts of kindness and love. And I just couldn't agree more. I think that gives us resilience. If you think of, because as adults we go into spin, but if you think of children playing in a war zone, there are pictures in the London Blitz in the Second World War of children playing in the rubble of homes. Somehow they just managed to find that ability to be in the present moment and play. And that takes me right back to this Major Arcana card, this Jophiel, about finding the beauty. Children and animals have the ability to pull it right into the present moment. And if there is something beautiful or hopeful in that present moment, they can be in that moment no matter what else is going on around them. Maybe that is the resilience we need. I don't have all the answers. I'm just putting the suggestions out there. So, the other thought I had that I came across some weeks ago, advice from Merlin. If you are stuck or don't know what to do, learn something, because it pushes you out of your comfort zone. It almost takes you into a child state, because as a child you were learning every single day. You had to be learning something. Puts you in a different energetic space to being the adult in control. Always interesting to learn something. So I leave you with those thoughts. Now then, where am I? I'm halfway through the show and I haven't done you any readings. So let me refresh this Facebook page and see where we have got to. Bear in mind, my computer's being very slow today. It may be my internet connection. Another first world problem. So let's have a look and tip this the right way up. So I've said good morning to Nadine. Thank you for that beautiful white flower. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. Okay. I have with me, I'm using the Angel Tarot. So clear the deck and ask what Laura needs to know today for her highest good. And there goes the card. Ooh, I like your card. one of my favourite. As you know, I was a kind of done deal with Archangel Raphael as soon as I started to work with the angelic realms. And you have, Laura, Archangel Raphael. And the card, the major arcana card, number 6, the Lovers. Now, everybody thinks that's about romance, and it can be, but it's falling in love with life, falling in love with yourself, falling in love with that very present moment. It's also about choice. The Lovers card is always about making choices. So making choices with your heart. It's also a card about good health. So I wish you good health, Laura. Pamela, good morning. Jean, good morning. You would like a reading, of course. Let me just clear the deck and do a reading for Jean. What would be helpful to Jean to know in these extraordinary times that we're living? I think history will look back at this and think, my goodness, what were they living through? So there we go. We have a card. Beautiful water card. I love this one. King of Water. Now, I always associate this card with the energy, the astrological energy of Cancer. It's about heartfelt, trustworthy, compassionate, respected, cultured people. And this King of Water is a merman and he just looks wonderful. It's about opening your heart and mind to those around you. Now, that goes with what I was saying about community. Sometimes in community, we just need to reach out beyond those people who seem to agree with us and see if we can't just bridge that divide. So I think this card is very much about that, Jean. I don't know if that opportunity is going to present to you, but it may be. Thank you, Nadine, for telling me it's a gardenia, that beautiful white flower growing right outside your house. How lovely. Maureen White Varner, good morning, my Libra sister. Would you like a message, if time permits? Of course. Right, so Maureen, what does Maureen need to know? What would be helpful for Maureen to know? Because I know you're surfing some stuff in these times we live in. Interesting, all major arcana cards this morning, because powerful, powerful times. And I think we're all being pushed on our personal journey. So I have card number 20, the renewal. In standard tarot, it's called Judgment. And it's Archangel Jeremiah. Now, I always associate Jeremiah as well with justice. I know in my deck, Raguel comes with justice. But Jeremiah, quite often I ask if I'm having a moment where I need to be clear and I know that my judgments are getting in the way. I ask Jeremiah to escort my ego to one side while I listen to my truth, to my real soul's wisdom. So it's about reviewing and evaluating, but doing it with discernment and not judgment. I leave you with that thought. I hope that's helpful. Nadine, you would like a message, of course. So let's see what... Wow, that flew out of the deck. I'd scarcely done. Nadine, I would say if things have been spinning in your head, thoughts giving you sleepless nights or you can't make a decision about something, because I've got a 10 of air, which is a card full of unicorns. And it's always about the end of a difficult mental situation, especially if you're facing change and you have been struggling to accept change. You can just release it and let go and expect that things will sort themselves out. So I hope that that will make sense to you, Nadine. Okay, spinning down a bit further, Pamela would like a message. Thank you for the flower. What a sweet little... Everybody's giving me flowers this morning. How kind you are. So let's clear the deck and ask what Pamela should know for her highest good. Okay. So what should Pamela know for her highest good? Oh, there we go. Interesting, Pamela. So I have two cards for you. One is a beautiful water card, which is always our emotions, and the other one is the air card, which is our thoughts. Now, the air card is the three of air, which is sometimes quite a challenge because it means thoughts are coming to us that make us feel sad. And my goodness, if you look at the state of the world at the moment, I'm not surprised if that's happening to you. But it comes with the seven of water. And the seven of water is a card that says we can always choose how we feel about what we see. So I'm hoping that that will change the energy if that's going on for you. Laura, good morning. God bless you. You would love a dragon show. Done deal. Okay. Pamela says she's very guilty of retail therapy. Aren't we all? I'm just getting more mindful about doing it. And before I buy, thinking, what's this going to do for me? It feels good in the moment, but when I've got it, am I just going to think, oh, another thing in my house? My house is full of things. I just did a massive World of Books clear out yesterday. I'm determined to do. If it doesn't really speak to me anymore, if it doesn't mean something to me, it's going. I'm really clutter clearing my life. Joni, good morning to you. Lovely to hear from you too. You would like a card? Anything they would like to share, of course. Okay, so what would I say to Joni today? What energies? And I did ask who I'd got with me today. I've definitely got Ascended Masters. I think I've got some light beings as well with me. A beautiful water card for you, Joni. Ace of Water, lovely mer person, diving deep into the water. This is about a renewal of, I'm going to say faith. I know it's a water card about emotions, but what comes through me is it's a renewal of faith, of believing that life can be happy, can be good, no matter what it looks like in the way it's presented to us. In that, there is spiritual growth in reaching for that thought. It enhances your intuition because you're looking laterally, not at what is immediately presented. It's also a card, Joni, if you're looking to move home. So I don't know if you're thinking or toying with that idea, but yeah, it's that can be a good idea. I'm looking at the clock. Goodness, I'm going to run out of time in a minute. Maureen Whitevana says, yes to dragons and unicorns, please. Okay, done. I'm listening. Laura, you're very welcome. Six is your favourite number and you love your message. In that case, work with Archangel Raphael for the rest of the time. Just call him when you need him. His colour is emerald green. He's a great healer. Maureen says, though I do love shopping, but it's time to clutter and clean and share your many treasures with others. Since retiring, I no longer have the need. Absolutely. I'm there with you. I mean, I have stuff that I've got back from my 20s. And I'm thinking, it was lovely in my 20s, but it doesn't speak to me anymore. Does it enhance my life now? Do I need it? Do I want it? So it's all going on. Pamela says, spot on. Guilty of doom scrolling past this week and hard not to let it swallow you. Absolutely. I agree. I'm just so mindful that what I'm presented with, is it true? And it's very hard to tell in the way that life is presenting to us. I can see I've got 3 minutes left, and I know that I promised Erin I would do a card because I know you can't get in the chat room, Erin. So a card for you. Let's just clear this deck. Otherwise, I get muddled messages. So what message could I give to Erin for your highest good this week? What would be helpful for Erin to know? There we go. Again, I have this Ten of Air. This thought that these are our thoughts. It's the Swords cards. It's what we think and how our mind spins us. And the fact that a difficult situation is coming to an end, in particular our thoughts. So I would share that with you. I can see more and more comments coming in the Facebook chat room. I'm racing to get in there before I run out of time on this show. I have to say, I'm so looking forward to the wisdom that Mark Husson is going to share with us, because this is a doozy of a week astrologically. So I'm hoping for some insight in how we get through that, Mark. So let's have a look as I quickly nip down the bottom. Oh, and there is Mark Husson. Telepathy. Did we work on intuition or not? Thank you, Mark, for being in the room and for saying that. And also a good morning to Patricia Rich as well. Okay, I am officially in the last minute of this show. So I'm going to make way for Mark Husson to make sense of the astrology. Thank you so much for joining me. I really, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you. I really do. So stay with 1-2 Radio for Mark, followed by Cat at 9. I will be back here at the same time next week, and I'll look into doing dragons and unicorns as best I can. Until then, have a fabulous week. Lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.